Chavdalin Amar Aleph. Okay, the Gemara brought that Abaya said that the Machlokas of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, if you can use an animal as a mechitza or not, depends if you're choshish for the misa or not. Reb Meir holds you are choshish for misa, and Reb Yehuda holds that you're not. Yeah. I know, just the opposite. Meir holds that you're not choshish for misa, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you are choshish. So Gemara asked, l'chora is just the opposite. We find that what's it called? Rabbi Meir is the one who is not choshish for misa by what's it called? By right. Rabbi Meir is not choshish for misa by the case of Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, and he goes away, she's allowed to continue eating truma. And, right. And the case of, what's it called, Hareza Gitech, Shoachas Kodem Misosi, person gives his wife a get on condition that it will take effect 1 second before he dies, so she's not allowed to eat truma from that second on, because we're always afraid he's going to die the next second. So Abaya said that the first one that says that we're not choshish for Misa is Reb Meir, and the second one that says we are choshish for Misa is Reb Yehuda. So Lechora, what's it called? Just like Reb Yehuda is choshish for Bekiyas Hanot, where you take off the Trumas and Maestras, but you don't separate them. And we're afraid that you're never going to end up separating them because the thing's going to break. And just like you're afraid that things are going to break, surely you're afraid that somebody may die. So Reb Yehuda is the one who's choshish l'misa, and Reb Meir is the one who's not choshish l'misa. That's what Abaya said. So Gemara asked, what's it called? Did Abaya really say, what's it called? So the Gemara says that, what's it called? You have to switch it around. Reb Meir chayish l'misa. Reb Meir is the one who holds that you are choshish l'misa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not choshish l'mitza. And where did he know that from? From our case. Titania, asah lebehema dofin l'sukkah. If you made an animal the wall for the sukkah, Rabbi Meir says it's possible, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So you see that Rabbi Meir is afraid the animal's going to die, and Rabbi Yehuda's not afraid. So now the Gemara says, kasher to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir. But if that's the case, then we have a steer in Rabbi Meir, Rashi. Kasher to Rabbi Meir, the Bekiyas Hanot, that Rabbi Meir, the sukkah. Because Rabbi Meir is not afraid that the flask is going to break and you're going to end up not taking off the Trumas and Maestras. He holds that it works. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who is choshish that it's going to break. So if we say that Rabbi Meir is the one who's choshish l'misa, so why isn't he choshish of that the flask is going to break? And if Rabbi Yehuda is not choshish l'misa, why is he choshish that the flask is going to break? There's Gechara there, they're similar to each other. So Omer Lechora Meir, so first we'll answer a Meir. Misa shchicha, bikas hanod lo shchicha. Yefshad demosar le l'shomer. Right? Misa is something that is usual. People die. But it doesn't have to be that the flask is going to break. You can put somebody to guard it, it shouldn't break. You can't put somebody to guard somebody, shouldn't die. But you can put somebody to guard the flask. It's not something that's going to happen automatically. And therefore, a Meir is choshesh from Misa, but he's not choshesh that the flask is going to break. Kasher Rabbi Yehuda, right? L'chora Rabbi Yehuda by Sukkah is not choshesh l'misa, yet by the flask he's afraid it's going to break. Taimed Rabbi Yehuda la mishum dechayish l'pkiyas note. So the Gemara says, no, the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not good when you separate the Trumas and Maestras and don't take them out and rely on what's going to be later, it's not good because we're afraid that the flask is going to break. He's not afraid of that. It's not good, Elam Yishun, the Lesley Breira doesn't hold the Bechalala Breira. You can't do something now, right, which is not clear where the Trumas and Maestras are, And later on, when you separate them, say that now that they're separated, that's the way it was to begin with. And the mela, what you drank was okay, and what's separated now is the Trumas and Maisas. Right? Either because it doesn't work at all, and therefore what you drank was tevel, because you can't make a chalos on a suffix, right? It has to be borer, it has to be clear now. It can't be clear retroactively. Or because it doesn't become clear retroactively. It remains a suffix. And mamela, you could have drunk truma, right? The nafkamina is, does it work? And the truma is a truma, except we don't know where it is. And the fact that you separate it out later doesn't clarify where it was to begin with. So when you drank it, you drank truma and chulin mixed together. Or no, it's what's it called, doesn't help at all. And because since something that's not clarified doesn't take effect, so you drank tevel. Shaila, what does it mean, ein breira? Ein breira means that it just is not clarified retroactively, so it remains a suffix. Or since it can't be clarified retroactively, it never takes effect. And therefore it's vadai. There's no effect to it at all. Mamela, the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't take off the Trumas and Maisas without separating them and designating them where they're supposed to be is not because we're afraid that later on the flask will break and you'll never end up taking them. Even if you end up taking them, it's no good. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is not choshish for Bekiyas Hano, just like he's not choshish for Misa. But he holds Ein Breira, Rashi. Kasha the Reb Meir de Bekiyas Nod the Reb Meir de Sukkah. Right? By Bekiyas Hanod, Reb Meir is not choshish. And by Sukkah, Reb Meir is choshish that the animal's going to die. The Lesley Breira, and the Gemara says a Kasha on Reb Yehuda on Reb Yehuda. By Bekiyas Hanod, Reb Yehuda is afraid, and it's not good. And by the Behema on the wall, he's not afraid that it's going to die. Where it says, the reason Reb Yehuda says that it's not good by Trumas and Maisras is not because we're afraid it's going to break, because he doesn't know the Breira. Vafilu eno nifkos, even if it won't break, it's going to be awesome. Okay. Where it says, Velo chai shab Yehuda lebekiyas not. You're going to tell me that the reason Reb Yehuda holds that if you separate Trumas and Maisras without designating them, right, they're all mixed together, you don't take it out. The reason that it's not good is because of Ein Breira. Right? And he's not afraid that the flask is going to break. Even if it never breaks, it's not going to be good. V'homidiktani seifa doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Amru lo, the Reb Meir, right? The Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, and Reb Shimon said to Reb Meir, Iyatamod Hashem Yiboka Hanot, V'nimtzes Hashosu Tvolim Afeya. How could you rely on this, that he's allowed to designate the Trumas and Maisras, not separate them, on the smach that after Shabbos he'll take them out, and what you drank is perfectly okay, and what's taken out now is mavura, that was the Trumas and Maisras from the beginning. Right? Aren't you afraid, they asked from Meir, that the flask is going to break, and you'll never end up taking out the Trumas and Maisras, so you ended up drinking tevel. V'omar lehu l'chashiyaboka. And what was the Meir's response? When it breaks, I'll worry about it. Meaning, we're not worried that it's going to break. Michlal the Chayish Rabbi Yehuda lebekiyas hanot. Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, who say that it's no good, the reason they say it is because they're afraid that it's going to break, not because of Ein Breira. So Mara says no. Hashem Rabbi Yehuda dekamer l'Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Yehuda say to Rabbi Meir? He said like this: L'didi lesli Breira. I don't hold a Breira bechlal. So for me, even if nothing breaks, it's not a good. It's not good. Ella lididoch, but according to you, the yesh breira, you hold of breira. Iyatamoda the shemi yiboka hanot. Even according to you, that breira will work. Aren't you afraid it'll never come to be mavura because the thing will break? But Rabbi Yehuda says, not according to, I think I'm afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. The reason I hold it's possible that it's no good is because of ain breira. But you hold of breira. But still, aren't you afraid that the flask is going to break? And on that, Reb Meir answered, L'chashiyaboka, when it'll break, I'll worry about it. We're not afraid it's going to break. Rashi, L'chashiyaboka, Novin Bedover, Kolomer, D'lochashinimlo. When it happens, we'll worry about it. Then we'll know that it broke. Until then, we're not afraid it's going to break. Where it says the lochayish of Yehuda lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda isn't afraid by sukkah that the animal's going to die and the wall won't be good, right? And you won't realize it. And that's why he holds his kosher. So he's not afraid of things dying. V'hatnan Rabbi Yehuda omer at isha acheres mesakninin lo shematamos ishto. By Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, not only do we separate a understudy Kohen Gadol in case something becomes possible in the Kohen Gadol, we also separate another wife for him. Because he has to be married to do the Avodah Yom Kippur, right? It says, the Kippur Ba'ado Vad Beso. Beso is his wife. And we're afraid maybe his wife will die, and then the Avodah won't be kosher. So we have another wife in waiting for him, just in case. So you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're choshesh for Misa. We're afraid the wife's going to die. Where it says, Ha'itmar Allah, Amar Apun, the Bereid Rabbi Yeshua, Milo Asu B'Kapara. Right? That Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said, it's not really a chashash. If we'd be in normal cases, we wouldn't be afraid that people die. But Yom Kippur, in order to affect the kapara of Yom Kippur, they made a special mila to cover every angle, even something that normally we're not choshish for. Rashi, maskinin lo, mizamnin l'koin gadol l'erev Yom Kippurim. Erev Yom Kippur, we prepare him another understudy wife, just in case something happens to his wife and she dies. Shema Thomas Ishto, see the Kippur Bado Vad Beso, Beso Zo Ishto. He has to have a wife for the Kapara of Yom Kippur to be effective. The Kapara, the Kapara's Yom Kippurim, also Bo Maila Zu, Shechoshish Bo Vemidi Lo Chayish Bialma. Normally we wouldn't be afraid of Misa, according to Yehuda. But in order to affect the Kapara of Yom Kippur, we're extra careful and Choshish for Misa, even though normally we're not. Okay, now the Gemara says, Bein Laman Diomer Shema Thomas. Bein leman diomer shema tivrach, right? In the machlokus of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir before, whether an animal can be a wall for a sukkah or not, right? So the Gemara explained Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it can't, that it's possible for for two reasons. One is because it may die, or it may run away. Okay. So Mar says midoraisa mechitza ma'alyahu. Mashma, that's only a chashash rabbanan. Right? Really, it's a good mechitza, the animal. But we're just afraid that if it dies, it'll be less than a shear, or if it runs away, there won't be a wall. So therefore, we say that it's not good for fear that it'll either run away and you won't have a sukkah, or it'll die and you won't know that you don't have a sukkah. Okay. Ha, what's it called? Midoraisa mechitza ma'alyahu. But minatora, until it runs away or it dies, a good mechitza. It's only the Rabbanan that said that it's no good for fear that it's going to die or run away. That means that a mechitza made of an animal is a kosher mechitza. For Rabbanan who the gazru ba, elamiyatul Reb Meir titame mishum golo. Right? We're going to Reb Meir who says that it's possible, right? That's the way we switched it around. The Reb Meir is the one who says that it's possible, right? According to Reb Meir, it said, Reb Meir says you can't use it for a diomed, and you can't use it for what's it called, a machitza for sukkah. And he also holds it doesn't become a golel on a kever or an aron, according to Rashi or Tosfos, right? And it's not because it becomes tameh. Lechora, that's a kula. If the whole idea is really it's a machitza, except the Rabbanan were machmir by sukkah, by eruv, not to consider a machitza, why would by golel it not be makabel tumah? That's a kula. If really it's a good mechitza, it should be a golel too. Al matznan Rabbi Yehuda matami mishum golel Reb Meir matayer. Reb Meir says, just like it's not a mechitza for sukkah or for any of the other things, it doesn't become a golel for the mace. So the chora, why not? If really me'ikar adin, every mechitza of a balchai is a good mechitza, then why are we mekel that it shouldn't be a golel? It should be. It only were machmir that we don't consider it a mechitza because it may die or may run away. But the ma'isa minat din, it's a mechitza. So why isn't mekabel tumah? It's kola. That's a kula. Elam Rav Acha bar Yaakov kisov Reb Meir kol mechitza shomeres beruach eino mechitza. Not because we're afraid it's going to die or run away. It's not a din derabbanan. It's a din deraisa. A mechitza that depends on ruach chayim. Right? Depends on air, to keep it alive, meaning life. Right? That's not considered a mechitza. Rashi, uparchinan, vein laman diomer time of the remeir mishum shema tivrach, vein laman diomer mishum shema tomus, where the remeir holds the reason the mechitza of an animal is not kosher is because we're afraid it's going to die or afraid it's going to run away. Tarvayu mefarshil remeir demidaraisa mechitzi, v'rabon and gozer shema tivrach otomus. Both of them explain that Rav Meir holds that Meikra Adin it's a mechitza. Except the Rabbanim were machmir not to consider it a mechitza. But Meikra Adin min HaTorah, it is a mechitza. Teinach gabi sukkah, that explains sukkah. Mavu biros, the cases where the Rabbanim were machmir not to consider it a mechitza. The Rav Meir l'chumra. Ava gabi golel, Rav Meir mekel. But by the fact that it doesn't become a golel for the aron or for the kever, that's a kula. It's not makabel tuma. Doesn't become tame. The kivan miraisa bottle, eich heich yochol etaru midei tumas golah. And if the whole reason why a living thing is not a mechitza is only a chumra de rabbanon, how could that take away the tuma? That should be devare tame, right? So that's the chumra. How could you be meiko, right? If minator it's really a mechitza, and so therefore it should be a golah. Almatan be Erevin, Dovish Yeshbo Ruachai, Matami Mishum Gola. Rav Meir, Matai. Rav Meir says it's not Matami. So it's a Kula. Vuadin the Motsil Mifrach Masnisa the Leo. Diktani Velo Gola Kev. We could have asked right away for the Brisa before. The Rav Meir says it doesn't become a Gola Lekever. But there it doesn't say that it's Vare Tor. It just says it doesn't become a Gola. Okay? Elam Masnisa and Alima Lelashuif. And this mission is more, a stronger question. Because it says Betherish, Baal Mishum the Tani Matayer behead Yalashim Kula. Right? Better to ask from the Mishnah. And also here the Mishnah is more explicit. It says Betherish that it's Tar, which is the Kula. Ruachaim Labi de Odamhu. Sorry, ain't Ruach Biodo Lenapcho in here yet. Ikadiamre. So some say that Rav Meir holds Miikaradid Minatora. Any mechitza that stands up because of air. The air is nothing, and the air gives the mechitza its ability to stand. So therefore the mechitza is no mechitza. Because without the air, the mechitza is no mechitza, and the air is nothing. So you have a mechitza that depends on nothing. That's no good. And therefore, nothing is good. It's not a chumra, it's a halacha. Memela, even where it's a kula, it's not a mechitza. It's not a gola. Ika de amri. Omer Avacha Bar Yaakov Kisov Rav Meir Kol Mechitza Shein Asuya Bidei Adam Eina Mechitza. Another way of learning it is that Rav Meir holds that it's not a Mechitza Min HaTorah because it's not made by people. And that doesn't mean you have to have a Mechitza that's Dafka made by people. It's something that people could possibly make. A tree is a good Mechitza. It's possible people planted it. A tail. Right, a mountain or a rock or something is a good mechitza because it's possible somebody put it there. But nobody can make an animal. You can't create a living thing. You can't make an animal. So therefore, that's a mechitza that's impossible to be made by people, and that's why it's no good. Might be nice. What's the difference between the fact if it's not a mechitza because it's not made by people, it's not something that could be made by people, or it's because it stands because of air? What's a nakamina? It could be nayu de okma benod tafuach. Right? If you made the mechitza out of an inflatable thing, you inflated something, right? A raft, an inflatable raft used for mechitza. So if the idea is, laman di omer mechitza omeres beruach ena mechitza hare omeres beruach, what holds up this raft to make it a mechitza? The air. And the air is nothing, so it's not a mechitza. But if the idea is it's not made by people, the raft is made by people, amaisa. L'man diomer enu asuya b'dei adam, harei asuya b'dei adam. So that's an afkamina in the reason of Rav Meir, why he holds a mechitza of a living thing. Right? It's not a mechitza, either because ultimately a living thing is held up by its neshama, by its life force, and that's nothing physical, it's not tangible. And therefore it's not a mechitza. The Sfasemis has a shaila, whether that's only where without the ruach, you wouldn't have a shear of mechitza. The thing would droop down and that would be the end. So what's holding up this mechitza is nothing, air. But what happens if the air would go away and the mechitza would still be good? You don't need the air, like an elephant. Right? Would that be good according to Reb Meir or not? So Shaila he has. Okay, or maybe no, since Lamaisa right now, what's holding up this mechitza is air, that's not a good mechitza. Even though if the air would go away, it still would be okay, it would still be mechitza right now, it's not. Or no, only if the air makes it kosher. But if the air would go away, it still would be kosher, that's good enough. So that's one reason. The second reason is because it's a mechitza that's not made by people. It's made by the Rabban Shalom. That's not called a mechitza. Nafkamina would be if you have something held up by air that's made by people. According to the second reason, it's kosher. According to the first reason, it's not kosher. Rashi. Ruach chayim la bidei adam hu. Right? A living thing is not made by people. Shari ain ruach biyado l'nafcho. No human being can make a living thing. Haomedes beruach al yedei ruach. The second reason is because it's standing because of air, which is not tangible. Lab mechitza he the ikra midosu davar shein bo mamasher. The main thing that makes this thing stand is something that's not tangible. The okmed beno tafuach. What's the nafkamina? Whether the reason is because something that stands because of air is no good, or the reason it's no good is because it's not made by people. The nafkamina is something that's made by people that stands with air. Right? Somach hadofen al hanot tofuach beruach. You made the wall out of an inflatable thing. You inflated it. So if the reason is because it's not made by people, this is made by people. The reason is because the mechitza is held up by air, this is also held up by air. Okay? Hariyasuya bidei adam. The ruach zeb, the other book. This ruach came through people. People inflated it. So that would be the nafkamina.